Good morning, Rabosai. Perigimel Pasuk Vav. B'chol du'achecho da'ehu, v'hu yi'asher ochosecho. So if you, mitzitcha, implement the first half of the Pasuk, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzido, implements the second half of the pasuk. What does that mean? Let's see the go. B'chol drachecho da'ehu derech hu begolui k'mo sheperashti lemala. It's a wide path, one which is very visible, very public. Kloma b'chol hadrachim hagluyim l'cho tira ataleda. You, in everything that you're able to perceive, so that's what you're responsible for. A person can only be responsible for what he knows, for what he can perceive. So, b'chol ha-drachim ha-gluyim l'cha, again, derech is open, is visible, is public. B'chol ha-drachim ha-gluyim l'cha, in all the ways that are known to you, tira ataleda, see to it that you orient and calibrate what you're doing for Yediyas Hashem. V'omad da'ehu shetasa l'shem shamayim. How does da'ehu translate into tasa l'shem shamayim? Because how does a person know HaKadosh Baruch Hu by eating breakfast? It doesn't, with all due respect to Cheerios, they don't really seem to yield too much insight into Yediyas Hashem. So the answer is that Tasa L'Shem Shemayim, if a person A, calibrates, and B, orients what he does, L'Shem Shemayim, then everything he's doing is contributing to that goal of Da'ehu. And then in turn, if a person does this, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates, as it were, with V'hu Yiyasher Ochosecha, Orach Hu Be'iskasya. Orach is a narrow path. Let's say a path that one might not even notice. So hu be'iskasya, something that's hidden. Behester, klomar, so what that represents is that u'ministaros hu yanake, right? As David HaMelech asked, ministaros nakeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, here's the deal, as it were, Gevi Yochel. I'm going to do my best to avoid pitfalls, to avoid chait that I'm aware of, and then you cleanse me, you steer me clear from those pitfalls that I'm unable to detect. Orachu be'iskasya behesta, klamu ministaru su yanake, v'yiyasher ochosecha, and he will steer you along a straight, narrow path, shaloti kashel, that you will not stumble. V'ha'inyan, just from this next comment on the Gaon, we get a tiny partial glimpse of just how everything is so meduyuk and everything just so coordinated in the psukim. V'inyan shehei vav hu nigla, right? We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice in the pasuk. We refer to him in da'ehu, right? Da'ehu means know him. So the hey vav is a pronoun referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, a pronoun as a suffix in da'ehu. And then we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again with the word hu. The first time we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with the osios hey vav, the second time with the osios hey vav aleph, says the Gaon, va'inyan, shehei vav hu hanigla. That represents the nigla of Torah. Hey, representing Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, Vav, representing the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Shish Sidrei Mishnah. Ach Yadua, then in addition to the exoteric meaning and dimension of Torah Shebuchsav, of Torah Shebal Peh, of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Ach Yadua, Shebahem, Genuzim Hasoda Shuhan Elam. But we know that there's also a hidden esoteric dimension as well, And that's represented by Vahu Sod HaAleph, because if you take again, every letter in the Aleph base can be written as a word also, right? So Beis is Beis Yud Saf, and Aleph is Aleph Lamed Fei. So if you take the osios of Aleph Lamed Fei and you read them backwards, Shehu HaPela, right? It's the same osios. Vahu Sod HaAleph, Shehu HaPela. When you have that combination of the hey vav on the one hand with the aleph on the other hand, mora, it indicates al nista vinela, the hey vav again representing the nigla, but then the presence of the aleph represents the nista vinela as well. V'hein ba'atzman hein nigla kaniska la'el v'zehu. So this is so extraordinary. So when we were talking about b'chol derachecha, again, in ways that you are able to perceive, right? A derech is a wide, easily visible, public path. So then it's b'chol derachecha da'ehu. V'zeu b'chol derachecha shehen begoloi da'ehu kol meda heivav shu'a nigla. You, again, you orient the nigla, that which is visible to you, that which is known to you, that which is perceptible to you. Vahu, and then in return, vahu, not just the heva, but the aleph representing the pella. Again, literally the word pella, we use it to mean wonder often, but literally what the word means, ki yupali mimcha davla mishpat is davla hamachusa mimcha, Rashi and then Unkelistaych, ki yupali mimcha davla mishpat is davla ha which is mechusa and muvdal mimcha. V'hu, shehu ha'nelam shebehevav, hu yiyasher ho'orochos shebe'iskasya. Okay, so we'll stop here. If it won't shter the chazar, we can have Blinada the Ovoshir at 11:30, if those whose video on, thumbs up. Okay, so Blina Mitz Hashem. So in the tent at 11:30, Blina Mitz Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, thank you very much. Have a very good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.